This is Gemara, Bar Mitzvah, Daf, Samach, Vav, and we'd like to dedicate all the learning to Mer Sheshiva, who's certainly in need of Rachmei Shemayim, Yechiel Yitzchak Ben Leia, B'siyata D'Shemaya. We know that there's no such thing as no more hope, critical condition or not. Hashem, of course, could perform miracles, Tefillah, Torah. So B'siyata D'Shemaya, the Schos of Talmud Torah Barabim, should bring an aid, Yechiel Yitzchak Ben Leia, who, of course, is a big piece in all of our learning. Yeshiva I went to for many, many, many years, should have a refuah shalema. We pick it up in the bottom of Samachayim and Beis. We are four lines from the bottom. And we continue with similar topics. And as you probably realize, you know, everything here is interwoven, interrelated. And you also probably could realize that part of the challenge in a lot of these cases are the nuances of difference, are the nuances of figuring out why one is mutter, why one is aser, etc. So says the Gemara, four lines to the bottom, Ahu Gavra, Tizavin Le'ara L'Chavre, he sold land to his friend, Shaloi Be'achrayis, without Achrayis, you're taking a risk. Chazi Davakotziv, the seller sees that the buyer is not so happy. He just bought a piece of land, and there's no achrayis. He's clearly nervous. Amar Leh, the seller says to him, Amaya Tzifta, Lamaisa, why are you upset? Itar fala minach, if someone comes to collect the land from you, Magvina lach shabra, you're going to be able to collect from my best property, Shvacha, any improvements, Uperi, and any produce, you're not going to lose. Meaning, even though it was a mechira without a chrayis, the seller goes and verbally tells him, don't worry, I will take care of you. Amar Amemar. So, of course, the shaila is, what is the status of this assurance by the seller? Amar Amemar. Says Amemar, guess what? It's very nice that the seller assured you. And it's very nice that it sounds like he's a nice guy. Lemaisa, but lemaisa, I apologize, it just froze for a few seconds. But lemaisa, pitume mili ba'almu. Lemaisa, it's nothing. Says the Tabrashi, ein elu ela divrei tanchumim ba'alma. These are just words of consolation. It's nice. It's nice that he feels bad. But Lefate mes liboy, meaning they are not binding, and if lemaisa the field gets taken away, the seller does not have to do anything for him. Amar le Ravashi la meimar, teaches Ravashi, tai mamai, what is the reason that you're telling me that this promise is nothing? Kiven de lokeach boi las nuye. The reason is, who is the one that needs to create the achrayis? The loikeach, the buyer. V'acha meicher kamasni. And over here, it's the meicher that is saying the achrayis on his own. Therefore, Amrit, you're saying, p'tumimili ba'al mahu. But says Rav, says Amemar, elamasni, t'adikatan l'chshu l'cha mois, echshu l'cha moisar. But what about in the case of the aforementioned brisa we learned yesterday, where the buyer says, whenever he tells the seller, whenever you get money back, I'm going to sell the field back to you. In such a scenario, the moicher, again, there the tables are turned, because over there, if the moicher wants to be the one to buy it back, he is the one that should have made such a stipulation. Moicher lo yasni v'lokeach kamasni. And the lokeach is the one that's creating this tonight. V'amrinan, and over there, what did we say? And if we didn't explain this fully yesterday, hopefully we'll get clarity on it now. V'amrinan, excuse me, and we say, Maishna Risha u'maishna Seifa. And the Braisa said, what's the difference between the Risha and the Seifa? V'omer Rava, and Rava explains, Sefer da'amer lei, midaite, that the sefer is where the buyer said that depends if he's maskim. And that's why his tenai is meaningless. So what do we see? He says, Amemar, time adamrle midaite. The only reason why it's not binding is because he said it's midaite. We'll see whether at the end of the day I agree. Halay amrle midaite. If he did not say that, lay amrinim tuli milibi almo. So I asked the Gemara, what's going on? I buy us. What's the reason? Excuse me, this is Ravashi's Kasha. By Yos Frekt Ravashi, you Amemar are telling me to me li ba'alma. It's very nice that he's comforting you, but Lamaisa, just words of comfort, it's nothing. Ask Ravashi, but we just saw in the Braisa a very similar scenario. We saw a case in which over there was the Lokeach, but it's the same mechanics that the person who should have made the tonight was not the one that did it. And yet, what do we say? We did not say that it's automatically petume mili ba'alma. What do we say? We said it's because he said midaite. Because he said, I'll see if I want to make good on my deal. Clearly, if he didn't say that, it would be binding. Amar lei answers Amemar. Nase kematin di Amar lei midaite itmar. Rava means that it's as if he said midaite. Said Amemar. It's not mamish. Said Amemar. It's not that he actually said midaite. You got it wrong. When Rava said, Sefer Damerle midaite. Excuse me, I apologize. When Rava said, Sefer Damerle midaite, he didn't actually say it. We make it as if he said midaite. So says the Gemara, that is the reason why it's not akasha. Because really, you're right, it is betume mili ba'alma. Why is it betume mili ba'alma? Hagufa. Because nasa, we make it as if he said midaite. It's as if he said, it's all whether I decide at that time, which is in all essence, Petume mili ba'alma, which means my words are not binding. We'll see if at the time I want to make good on it or not. Says the Gemara, another story. 10 lines down, the two dots. Ha'oshachiv. Ha'oshchimara. There was someone lying on his deathbed. Who wrote a get to his wife. He didn't want his wife to potentially have to fall to Yibum to marry his brother. So he writes her a get on his deathbed. In Gid. He groans the isnach, and he sighs because Lamaisa, he realizes what's going to happen if I recover. I'm not going to have my wife. So Amra Lei, she says to him, am I coming to Nachis? Why are you upset? I understand that you're on your deathbed. I understand you just wrote me a get. But she assures him, Ikaimas didach ana. Didach ana. If you get better, Ikaimas, I'm sticking with you. True, you just wrote me a get, but if you get better, I am yours. Amar Rav Zvid, Betumim Mila Ba'amu. It's very nice what she said, but Nachamol, it's not binding. Amar Rav Achim, Adifti L'Ravina, V'ilav Betumim Mili, my. If not for the fact of Betumim Mili, would it actually be binding? Meaning, it sounds like because we just said, Betumim Mili, she's just giving him words of comfort. But 1 second. What's going on over here? She doesn't make the tanayim in the get. It's up to him to make up the tanayim. So says the Gemara. So what are you saying, Rav Zvid? That's because it's betulei mili. Explains the Gemara. No, this is what Rav Zvid meant. Ma, who did him? I would have thought. Who gufei adaita di daka gamer v'yayiv gita. He's giving the get with the mindset based on what she wants. Kamash malan, that even with that, no. Spetumi mili ba'alma. Says the Gemara, now we segue to the next part of the Mishnah. The next part of the Mishnah was halveu ala sadeh. If someone lends money with the field being a security, and he says, if you don't pay me within 3 years, I'm going to keep the field. Lamaisa, he doesn't pay on time. he keeps the field. This is what we're going to call an asmachta, your alliance, a commitment that you went into purely for the fact that you want the halva. You want the loan to go through. Says the Gemara, 14 lines from the white lines, Amar Rav Huna, to dat b'shas matan mo'iz kone hakol. If this agreement was made at the time the money was given, meaning at the time of the halva, then kone hakol. La'achar matan mo'iz, if it was made after the money was given, la'kana ela kenegin mo'isav, there's only a kinyin opposite the money that was lent, meaning you won't get the whole field. $1,000 halva was made. So if at the time that the lender gives the borrower the $1,000, they stipulate, in the event that you don't pay back, I'm keeping your $10,000 field, it's binding. But if it was made after the money was given, then there's only a kinyan in the field corresponding to $1,000, not to the whole value of the field. That is the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Nachman Omar, says Rav Nachman, no, afilu l'achar matan mo'is, even if the stipulation was made after the money was given, kana hakol, the entire field is kana. Says the Gemara of Rav Nachman, of the Gabi Reish Gilusa Kishmaitzei, Rav Nachman Paskin, like he held, in a story involving the Reish Gilusa, kai Rav Yehuda l'shtara, Rav Yehuda, when he saw what Rav Nachman paskined, that he saw that Rav Nachman wrote that the lender now retains rights to the entire field, Rav Yehuda says no. He rips up the whole document. Amar Le Reish Gilusa. So Reish Gilusa now weighs in and says to Rav Nachman, Rav Yehuda karish l'shtarich. Rav Yehuda tore up your star. Amar Le, Rav Nachman says, was it a child that ripped it up? Gavra Rabba Kare, Rav Yehuda. He's a Gavra Rabba. Chazabe Taime Vikare. Rav Nachman is maskim and he backs Rav Yehuda to the Reish Gilusa and says there must have been something wrong and that's why he ripped it up. Says the Gemara, that's one way of learning the story. Ika Diamri Amarle Dardike Kare. Some say no, the story was slightly different. That Rav Nachman says, who cares that Rav Yehuda ripped it up? He's a child. In Psak Halacha, says Rav Nachman, with regard to myself, he's like a child. Hodar Omer Rav Nachman, says the Gemara on the last narrow line of Samach Vav Amen Aleph, Rav Nachman goes back and he says, "Afilu b'shas mata mois loy kana v'loy klum." Rav Nachman is chayzer, and Rav Nachman says that lamaisa, even though Rav Nachman originally said even la achar matan mois is a full-fledged kinyan, he reversed full 360, and he says now that no, even b'shas matan mois, there's no kinyan at all. So Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Says Rava to Rav Nachman, let's now try to figure out what's going on over here. So Rava asks Rav Nachman, this is going to be the new Rav Nachman that said that even b'shas matan mo'is, there's no kinyan at all. Im yata nicely mikam v'achol shanim. If the Malva said, if you do not pay me within 3 years, harishali, it's mine. Then what? Harishali, says the Mishnah, then he keeps it. Amarle, so it's a very simple kasha. So we see that if you made such a stipulation, it works. You, Rav Nachman, hadar amar Rav Nachman, afilu b'shas matan mo'is, it's nothing. What do you mean? The Mishnah. Amarle, Rav Nachman responds, ani oimer asmachta kanya. I used to say, like you, Rava, I'm asking. I used to ask you like this Mishnah. And what's the reason? Excuse me. What's the reason that it works? It's an asmachta. And I used to learn the Mishnah that the smachta is kanya. Umenyumi amar, but menyumi said asmachta loy kanya. And that's the reason why I was chayzer, based on menyumi. So basically, Rav Nachman just deflects, and Rav Nachman says, I grads agree with you, but menyumi convinced me otherwise. So says Gemara, okay. On the last law, I know menyumi kasha masnison. So how does menyumi answer up the Mishnah? Explains the Gemara, Iba yisei masnison Rav Yosi. If you could say that the Mishnah is not a kasha, because it's Rav Yosi who holds asmach lekanya. Or as we turn over to Samuel Chavavah Mebeis, continues the Gemara, Iba yisei ma. A teretz number two says the Gemara, Damar lei, kane me'achshov. Says the Gemara, we could say that the Mishnah is talking about a different case. The reason why in the Mishnah there's a kinyan is not simply because of the asmachta, but rather because he said, kane me'achshov. So the Gemara is concluding that we really could hold like Minyumi, like Rav Nachman's Chazara. Asmachta loikanya. It's very nice that you spoke this out, but it's not binding. I, the Mishnah, either the Mishnah is like a Das Yochid of Rav Yosi, or no, or the Mishnah is a different case in which he said, Kini Meyachshav. Omar Le Marianuka, Umar Kishisha, Binei de Rav Chistel Ravashi. The children of Rav Chistel said to Ravashi, Hachi Amri Nahardai, Mishmid Rav Nachman, such they said in Nahardai, the name Rav Nachman. Hay asmachta bizmane kanya beloizmane loikanya. So further clarifying this din of asmachta, again, that when someone creates a reliance, whether it is binding or not, says the Gemara, this asmachta, when it's bizman, then indeed it is binding. But when it's shaloi bizman, then it's not binding. Says the Gemara, what exactly does this mean? Amar lohu, so Rav Ashi responds, kol midi bizmani kani, b'loi bizmani loy kani. What do you mean? Everything is only kind of bizman. And of course, the question over here is, what does it mean, bizman, which will become clear in a moment. So says the Gemara, no, this is what Rav Nachman meant. Tomahachi kamritoi, ashkechei begoizmanei. If the borrower, found the malva within the time of the loan, and again, the loiva agreed that he's going to give up his field if he doesn't pay him back. But then he finds the malva and he says, "Va'amar le kini," and he says to the malva, "You could acquire my field." Again, it's within the time he could have paid back, but he says, "The field's yours, I can't pay you back." Then kini, then indeed, the malva is kaina. But if it's basar zmanay, if it's after the due date and he says to him, "You could acquire the field," then Vamr Le Kini, like Kani, my time, 10 lines down, the first line is Kini, Machvas Kisufu de Amar Le. He's only saying this to him because he's embarrassed. He doesn't have the cash. He doesn't really want to give over the field. Says the Gemara, but guess what? This differentiation of Rav Nachman is not true. Velohi, da filu be goiz mani nami loy Kani, within the amount of time is not a Kenyan. So why did he tell him to make a kinyan? Because he thinks, don't worry, when the time comes, I don't want him to bother me. So I told him, go and take my field. But of course, what's he really thinking? He's thinking, I'm going to come up with the cash. I'm going to repay my loan. I just don't want the guy to drain me a cup. I don't want him to bother me. So that's why I told him to take it. It says the Gemara, in all cases, we're sticking with that asmachta will not be a kinyan bein bizman or bein shaloi bizman. Omar Rav Papa, continues the Gemara, hay asmachta, this asmachta, this reliance, zimnin kanya vizimnin loy kanya. There are times that it's kanya, there are times that it's not. If you see the life that he's not trying to go get the cash to pay back, he's just sitting there drinking beer, and he should try to be getting the money to pay up the loan. Clearly, he's not interested. Then it's a Kenyan, Kani. But if you see the loiva, he's trying very hard to get the cash back. Then a loy Kani. Then there's no Kenyan. What do you mean? Maybe the guy, Pashit, he has anxiety and he's just drinking away his anxiety. He, of course, wants the payback loan, and maybe he spent every moment trying to get it. At this point, he puts up his feet and he says, "Hey, what am I going to do?" So he just goes to drink away his sorrows. Number one, Inami, maybe. In the Shachrina, Asbeche, maybe someone else, Asbeche Zuze. Someone else said he'll pay, give him the cash. He doesn't feel like he has to go look for it. So Elo Amar Ravina. So Ravina qualifies when would this Asmachta be kind or not. E kop it bidmi vadai kani. If on the due date, e kop it bidmi, if the borrower, the loive, he's not willing to part with any of his other items, meaning he could sell his car, he could sell his watch. He doesn't. Clearly, vadai kani, he doesn't want to pay back this loan, and he knows, okay, he'll take his field. Amar le Rav Achami, Difti le Ravina, 1 second. Doma savar kiechad lis salara. Maybe he just doesn't want everything to be devalued. If everyone sees he has a fire sale, if everyone sees him selling off his properties, his land will be devalued. So maybe that's the reason he doesn't do it. Ela amar papa, I kapin ba'ara vade kani. If he's being makbid about his land, he won't even sell his land, then there's certainly a kinyan. And that's how Ravina qualifies Rava's case when the smacht will be kind of when it will not. The Amar Rabbi continues with another din of a smachta. We're about 25 lines down. The first word on the line is Vade Kani. The Amar Rabbi Afal Gav the Amar Rabbi Asmachta Loi Kanya. Even though we're in the middle of speaking out that Lamaisa. And a smachta is not a kinyin, but a apoyteki havya lemigva mine. It's not a smachta, but it's an apoyteki. Apoyteki means apoyteka, that from this land should be the place that you'll be able to collect. So even though a smachta lo kanya says your papa, but that land he could collect from first. Amar le ravuna breder amnasal ra papa, mika amar le kani le guvaina. Why? Why is it even in the apoyteki? He never said that you can make a kinyan to collect from this land. So Amar le Marzucha braid the Rav Mari le Ravina, the Amar kani le migvaina mine kani. If he said that, then it is a kinyan. Why? Why does even that help? Says the Gemara. Saif saif asmachto. At the end of the day, even that isn't asmachto. It's just a reliance. Asmachto loy kanya. So why would it even be an apaitiki? Allah says the Gemara, you're right. Apaitiki to come to Papa Mai, what does it mean? When our Papa said it would be an apaitiki, Damar Le, that he says to him, Leil Chapar and Ibrahim Elamizu, that he explicates explicitly, that was redundant, that he says explicitly that your payment should only be from this field. That indeed does work. Continues the Gemara, so we finally got to a case. It's not really an asmachta, but at some level, the condition that he made to collect just in this field would be binding. Ahu gavra, dezamli ar lechavri b'achrais. Okay, now we seemingly switch a little bit tracks. We'll see in a moment how, of course, this connects. Someone sells his field to his friend with a chrais. Amar lei. And at the time of the sale, the buyer says, "Itarvla minai migvasli meide idius." I don't want to just stop be able to collect from you. I want to be able to collect meide idius to islach. I want to be able to get from your best of your best stuff. Amar lei. So even though there's a chrayis, the seller says, "Meide idius lo megavin alacha." That I'm not giving you. Do you know the making kamai? I need that on my own. You'll be able to collect from other idiots that I have. Lo and behold, what happens? The land is collected from the buyer. So the buyer comes. The buyer comes, and guess what? A flood came and destroyed the idiots of the seller. So now the buyer wants to know, what do? I want to get from at least the next level, which he promised me. But right now, the next level is his best, because his best was destroyed. So, Savar, Abba, Meimar, Miyadis. Yeah, you get from the Idis like he promised you. Amar Lei. Savar, Abba, Meimar, Miyadis, Amar Lei. He told you, you get from the Idis. Vakaima. And that's the Lears, that's who you get from. Amar Lei, Ravachami, Divdi, Ravina, but Lei, Malei. Let the seller say, Ki amrina l'cha, no megavina l'cha, davi b'idi idiyas kaimi. When did I say you could get from my idiyas? That's because my idiyas, my best of the best I had. But the seller can now taina hashta kaimali idiyas v'makam idiyas. Now everything drops down a level because the other one was destroyed. So that's how Rav Achmi Difti said the seller can have a good taina, and therefore he does not have to give him the idiyas. He could give him one level lower. And we conclude today with one more case. Rav Bar Shiva, have a masik bay Rav Kahana Izuzi. Rav Bar Shiva owed money to Rav Kahana. Amar Lei. So Rav Bar Shiva says to Rav Kahana, if I don't pay you back by a certain date, Gabi mehai chamra. You can collect from a certain wine. So Savra Babala Maymarki, I mean Asmachta Loi Kanya on Emilibar. When do we say there's no Asmachta is only on land? Why? Because people don't generally sell their land. So if someone says, if I don't pay you back by a certain date, you could collect from my land, that's an Asmachta, that's just an assurance, which isn't binding. However, Aval Chamra, when he said he could collect from wine, Kim Zavune Kai, wine is there to sell, Kizuze Dami. Wine is like Zuzi. Wine is like money. And therefore, you deed could collect from it. And it would be yes, be kaina. But I'm like Ravuna, right? Rav Yeshua, Rabba, Chamina, Mishmeh, the Rabba. Call the E, Loi, Kani. Anytime you say D, if I don't pay you back, you get from this, whether it's land, and even in this case, that is Chamra, says Ravuna, right? Rav Yeshua, will not be a Kenyan. And therefore, you'll not be able to collect from the Chamra. We'll pick it up from here. B'siyata Dishmaya.